Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Hallelujah! Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us. Hallelujah. And not ourselves. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates right now with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, hallelujah, is everlasting, and it's truth and good for all generations. I want you to know today, I got a praise on the inside. My voice may not be in the best, but the little voice I do have, I will give God all praise, glory, and honor, hallelujah. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're about to do, hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing right now, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace today. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We praise your holy name right now. Thank you, Lord, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Welcome to the shout, everybody. I'm your host, Prophet of Peace and Prayer. Open up your mouth and shout, giving God our praise and glory. Hallelujah. Minister, can you open up your mouth and shout, glory? Hallelujah.
Amen. Did you call for me, Pastor? I could barely hear.
I did.
Hello?
I did.
Can you hear me?
I called your name. Yeah, I called your name.
Okay, amen. Oh, hallelujah, amen. Well, I just want to thank God for being God. Because beside
amen.
Him, there's no other. And he is a way-making God, a loving God. And I'm just
thank
so thankful
you,
that I joined his team.
Amen.
I love him,
thank
and
you.
I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. He's worthy.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. There's a
yes,
praise
Lord.
On the inside. I want you to know what your situation is. God is able. Hallelujah. I want you to know you serve a God that is able. We don't serve a disabled God. We serve a God that is able. We serve a God that is willing. We serve a strong God. We serve a faithful God. We serve a sovereign God. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth right now, Sister Cody. Give God our praise, God, and honor. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say that I want him to, thanking him to, as he continues to put his arms around me like an armored shield.
Amen.
And I want him to continue blessing me to be able to make better decisions and better choices.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would give your daughter, that you would, Lord, help your daughter right now this season, oh God. Let her receive divine knowledge and wisdom and direction and instructions from you, Father God, on what to do and where to go, that she will make great choices that will bless her life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she will be a blessing to your kingdom. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Welcome to the show. Open up your mouth and praise God. Give him all praise, God, honor. Cousin Brenda, get up, go ahead and shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I can't thank you enough, Lord God, but I thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and
yes.
I'm excited about what you're going to do in my life.
Amen.
Oh, I just bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Open up your mouth and say, I receive my healing. I receive the blessings, oh God. I receive the favor of the Lord. I receive financial increase. I receive breakthrough. Hallelujah. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't just say it, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And once you see it, hallelujah. But first you gotta believe it, then you can see it. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and give God our praise and glory. Sister, don't eat the job. Open up your mouth and show glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Glory, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning. I thank the Lord that my nurse came out early that I could be on the shout because I wasn't on it yesterday.
Amen.
Because they was being messing with me. But the Lord sent them by
Amen.
Early and I could be on the shout and I thank the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank
you. You're so good to
yes.
us. Thank you for taking care of all of my family on this land, Father Jesus. And I want you all to pray for me that I may go strong in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things. Hallelujah. Everything that you can serve, everything you need to walk shall be added unto you. But seek ye first. So our first prayer is, Lord, I come seeking ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. Do whatever it is you need to do with me. Oh, God, I'm here, Lord God. Change me. Oh, Lord, I'm willing. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you're going to be willing, as well as God being willing. Amen. To change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Minister Dorita, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Minister Dorita, we'll go ahead. Sister Dillon. Sister Dillon, go ahead and open up your mouth. Give God our praise, glory, honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for another day, Lord. Thank you for the blessing
yes.
that you got in store for me up in heaven, that you're going to rain down
thank
on me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for waking me up, Lord.
Thank you.
Breathing into my lungs and waking me up, Lord. Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you for my family. Everything
yes,
is
God.
Well. No phone calls the wee hours of the morning, Lord. I just thank
Jesus.
You, thank you, thank you. Lord,
thank
I just
you.
Give you all praise, honor, and glory because it belongs to you,
yes,
Lord. Everything is yours. I thank you. I thank you.
Yes,
thank
God.
You. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Glory, glory.
Yes,
I just
Lord.
Thank you.
Glory.
Just give you praise. Just praise.
Glory,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. You all, I just thank God right now. You know my voice is at a strain, and I want you all to bear with me. Bear with me today. Hallelujah. I didn't want to not do this shout. Hallelujah. I want to give God all that I got, even if it's down to my last whisper. So if I begin to whisper, I just need you to go ahead with me. Hallelujah. Come on with me. Hallelujah. Every day belongs to the Lord. Sister Lim said, every day belongs to you, Father God. Well, we understand that every day belongs to the God. It is his decision to make sure he's going to give us this day, tomorrow, the next day, Christmas Day. It is him when you understand that every day belongs to the Lord. So we must thank God for every day that he has given us, given our children, given us the opportunity to get away with him, to be here, to love even more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Most High God. We thank God. Well, I want you all to understand right now, I want to pray a prayer, but a lot of us are dealing with our finances, and we're needing a breakthrough in our finances. But what I want you to understand first is that the power that you have in your mouth. We can speak words about our people and even ourselves are containing curses and spiritual death without realizing what we are doing. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21 tells us this, for the tongue can kill or nourish life. We need to practice the words of God, speaking in love with patience and kindness in every sentence. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor bold. Over with jealousy or haughtiness. It is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and it does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love is in us. God's love is in you. It does not insist on its own rights or in its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or forceful or resentful. It takes no account of evil done to it or at all. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice, you all. It does not rejoice at injustice or in righteousness, but rejoices with right and truth prevail. Love bears us under anything and everything that comes is ever ready to believe the best of every person. It hopes and faithless under all circumstances. It endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. So when our own words align with the words of God, we have a special connection to God. Our words truly have the power of life and death. loose the power and effects of any word, person that you've spoken upon yourself and others, whether on the lowest thing or in anger. Repent of having spoken evil words. Remember that to repent means to turn away from ever speaking such evil words again. If you've spoken negative words about your children, your finances, your health, your spouse, your life, or your relationship with God, get on your knees alone and behind these, hallelujah, behind these to the will of God. And bind these to the will of God and loose the power and effects of any wrong words that you have spoken. So we're going to pray you out. We're going to bind and loose the power and effects of any wrong words spoken about you or to you. So Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we repent of words, curses that we have spoken over ourselves, over our family, over our children, over our finances, over our health, over our mind, over our spouses, over our relationships to you, oh God. And Heavenly Father, please forgive us for speaking these word curses according to 1 John 1 and 9. We ask you to destroy and break these word curses according to John 14 and 14. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we are standing on your word. You said that you would give us the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we would bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we would loose on earth will be loose in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind our wills right now to the will of God. We bind ourselves and everyone that we pray for today to the will of God, and we pray that you will make us constantly aware of your will for our life. We bind our mind right now. We bind the mind of Connie, Kimberly, Davina, Derica, Carol, and Brenda Gale. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our mind aware of your will for our life. We bind our mind right now to the mind of Christ, that we will be aware of how Jesus will help us to think and believe. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we lose every wrong thought that we place on others and that we place into our minds. We lose every wrong thought that we place into the minds of anyone that we pray for, anyone that's around us that we love, and every evil imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we loose the power and effects of every wrong word spoken to about or by us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we pray with thanksgiving, and we thank you for our God. We thank you that you heard our prayers, that you answered our prayers today. In Jesus Christ's holy name, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And those of us that are needed finances right now, we're praying right now that God will increase your finances. So Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit. We ask you, Mother God, oh Lord, to breakthrough come in our finances. Those that need a financial breakthrough right now, Father God, let it be so, God. Lord, we pray right now over our finances. And we thank you for manifesting your word in our life according to John 1 and 2. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, I wish above all things that may us prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. But thou shalt remember the Lord our God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wrong, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto our fathers, as it is this day, according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18. But shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass. He shall have the presence of our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our animals, our vehicles, our workplaces, this day, in all the days of our life, in Jesus Christ's holy name, glory to God, hallelujah. We thank you for God, and we seal the soul of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. You all throughout the Bible, we see that God has a lot to say about finances. God wanted to be involved with Abraham's finances, and he wants to be involved in yours as well. Fundamental principle of Abraham's prosperity, you all, was that Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. We see this in Genesis chapter 13, verse 2. He listened to and obeyed God. He honored God. He prospered him. He was generous and avoided strife. He was compassionate towards others. If you want God to be involved in your finances and talk and prosper you, you must honor these basic principles. You cannot be greedy and truly prosper. There is nothing wrong with wanting to have abundance for yourself and your family, but giving to God and being generous to others is part of your spiritual, is part of the spiritual law. So understand it, Lord, hallelujah. God will do it for you. That is what God wants to do. So, Father God, we just Jesus. Lord, that they won't have room enough to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we believe that all that we pray for, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. You all give God our praise, glory, and honor today. Oh, let God know that you love him. Let him know that you care. Let him know, hallelujah, that he is God and God alone, hallelujah, in your life. My Lord, my God, we thank God today, you all, as we do every day, as we pray and go throughout the day, thanking God, giving him all praise, glory, and honor, because he is worthy, and he's counted you worthy. He's counted you faithful, hallelujah. So let God God continue to be in your mouth, that you can give to give one another, that will help the believer to stand fast in their faith, and the unbeliever to ask, how can I be saved? I have a testimony, but my voice is just going, and I'm at a strain at this point, but I give God all praise, because I got a praise on the inside that I just can't keep to myself. I got a praise right here. Burn it up. I pray right now, God, that you would touch the heart of your children today. Lord, that you would touch every heart on the line today. Lord, every family member, oh God. Lord, you know, Father God, that all that they're dealing with, oh God, you know what's up, Father God. Lord, come against every attack of the enemy right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. Every area of your life, hallelujah. I declare the God that is protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare the God right now, huh, that breakthrough is coming your finances. Breakthrough is coming your health and healing. Breakthrough is coming your relationships. Breakthrough has come. Hallelujah. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You ain't got to worry about anything. God is in control. If you know that God is for you, you ain't got to worry about management, upper management, the government system. You ain't got to worry about it. All you got to do is keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Just to know that he will keep you in perfect peace. He want peace today. He want peace to come and be still. We'll call it to you and command it to be still. Peace come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Healing come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Hope come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven is come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, you got power and the authority to do so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got Mr. Darlene on the line. She wants to be able to shout you out. So let's give her opportunity to shout and give God all praise. Glory to her. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Minister. Minister Darlene, go ahead and shout. Glory. Minister Darlene. All right, Minister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When she's on there, I'm not sure what's going on with the line, but we thank God for you. We thank God that you're here with us. Father God, we thank you for one more time. Let us go ahead to the message this morning. I had a little bit more, but because of this voice, I don't know what it sounds like to you all. Hallelujah. But I thank God that you're still here with me. And those that I don't know that's on the call, God bless you. God keep you. This is not my normal voice, but I thank God that I do have a little bit of voice to shout, to just thank God. So I'm going to use it up. I'm going to use all that I have. I don't want to leave here full. I want to leave this world empty for the Lord. So if you full, you need to leave this world empty. I told my daughter the other day, stay ready. We got to stay ready. Stay in your word. Stay speaking. Stay knocking. Stay asking. Stay ready. Because the Bible tells us that when God returns, he's going to come like a thief in the night. So you got to stay ready. Hallelujah. Don't be fast sleeping. Stay ready. Hallelujah. The message today, you all, is set regular times for prayer and continue praying throughout the day. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 16, so he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Pray without ceasing. Does this refer to continual acts of prayer in which we are to preserve? Now that is a question. Or does it refer to the spirit of prayerfulness that should animate us all throughout the day? That is a question. And I want to answer that for you all. It includes both. The example of our Lord Jesus shows us this, that we are to enter our closets for special reasons, or special seasons of prayer. We are at a time to preserve therein persistent prayer. We are offered to walk in God's presence throughout the day with our whole heart set upon heavenly things. Without set times of prayer, the spirit of prayer will be dull and weak. Without the continual prayerfulness, the set times will not avail. Are we to pray for ourselves or others? That is a question. The answer, of course, is both. Too many people care and pray only about themselves. This is a profound mistake. It is only when the branch gives itself to bear fruit, more fruit and much fruit, that it can live a healthy life and expect a rich inflow of sap. The death of Christ brought him to the place of everlasting intercession. Amen. Your death with him to sin itself sets you free from the care of self, which elevates you to the dignity of intercessors, one who can get life and blessings from God for others. Know your calling, people. Know your calling today. Begin this work. Give yourself wholly to it. Pray in the closet and pray throughout the day. This is the example our Lord Jesus has shown to us. Let us pray. Let us pray without ceasing. Make sure that you're praying for others. Make sure that you're interceding for your family and friends. Make sure you're taking that time out to pray. Set your time to pray. Pray throughout the day. Some people think, well, how do I pray throughout the day? You don't have to do a long prayer to be praying out today. Just thanking God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for one more. Lord, I thank you for the truth. Lord, I thank you for blessing. Oh, Lord God, throughout the day, just thanking God. Just giving God our praise, going on. You're praying. Singing to God, you're praying. Hallelujah. Singing a song, singing scripture. You're praying. You're praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you all. I'm not going to hold you all too long today, but I just want to set this thing up for you. It is my prayer that God continue to bless you all, that God continue to be your strength, that God continue to give you directions and instructions, divine direction and instructions in the name of Jesus Christ. So that you receive divine counsel. Hallelujah. Don't you just not hear it, but receive it and do what God has called you to do. I want you to know that sometimes, you know, when you're going through things, don't give up and don't give in. Just ask God to give you the strength that you need to carry on. A lot of us are trying to do things in our own strength, and that's why we fail, and that's why we want to give up, and that's why we get frustrated. But when you ask God to be your strength, he will give you the strength that you need to carry on and to get on. Hallelujah. And at that time, you can shout, I got a praise on the inside. See, people don't understand your praise because they don't know what you had to do to get there. They don't know what happened to you on the way. Hallelujah. Just like when Jesus got to the cross, if you understood what he went through before he got to the cross, hallelujah, if you only fall on the cross and not understand what he went through to get to the cross, and understand the suffering and the pain and the disappointment and people that turned on him, if you only knew what happened when he got to the cross, if you just not heard the word that he was on the cross, but if you understood what he went through, what he endured to get to the cross, and even when he was on the cross, he still had the right to forgive those. He said, love them because they forgive them when they don't know what they do. Can you be like that? My Lord, he got on the cross. You got to tell somebody, you don't understand my praise. But if you would have thought what I went through before I got to the cross, my Lord, my God, when you got to your destination, they only see you at that point. They don't see what you went through. Well, hallelujah. Don't worry about what you think when you shout. When you give God all praise and glory in the middle of the grocery store, I've been there before. I didn't care who was looking in the parking lot, shouting praise and just thinking of what he was doing. No matter where you are, if you're at work and you're praising God, hallelujah, I want you to know that God is able to bless you right there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. God keep you. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for being my strength. I didn't think I was going to be able to get on the shelf, but God said, people need you to be on that shelf today and just give it all you got and you will do the rest. But then, Father God, I thank you for being my strength on today. If only by the strength of God that I am on the call today. So I thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. You have a choice to make today. Make the right choice. Hallelujah. To Jesus. I bless you. to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus' name that we're saved, that we're here. God bless you. God keep you. We'll be back here tomorrow at 12 noon on the shop. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your mouth.